KB4CBA Mobile.
David, and 4DJC.
Well, good morning, Jerry, and what are you up to?
Just getting ready to go pick up some lunch in a little bit. Other than that, don't have anything going on today, thank goodness.
Oh, I finished playing tennis this morning just a few minutes ago, so I think that's going to be, it'll probably be my last until next Tuesday, so, which is okay, I guess. I mean, I played enough this week to last me until next Tuesday, that's for sure.
Man, that I, because I can't take that kind of heat.
Too bad, you know, as long as I'm moving around, you're soaking wet and, you know, it's and there wasn't a breeze this morning, but at least it wasn't just like blistering hot. So now, you know, this afternoon, it might be a different story. So, you know, that's why I like playing in the morning, because of that. But anyway, are you going to the Shelby Ham Fest tomorrow?
I don't know. I drive all that way up there, and the heat's just too much for me right now, so I'm going to probably stick around. If it's a little cooler, I might go, but that's a trip. And my wife is still, I think she's doing fine now. She had an ablation about a month ago, heart ablation for tachycardia, and everything's going great. But I don't really, you know, want to leave her here by herself, and she'd be bored to tears if she went up here with me.
Have you to pick on? So, you know, who knows? Let's see if I got the repeater here. I'm here at Pelham and Patewood. Getting ready to turn left on Pelham. And head down to, what is it? Road the Malls on Haywood Road, and then I'll turn down, go north on Haywood, which becomes Edwards Road.
It's kind of an iffy area. When I've been in the car with just my hand, that's kind of an iffy area around between, well, not on that end of Patewood, but the other end of Patewood, like heading down towards Congaree, that's always kind of a sticky area to get into the machine. I don't know what's going on down there, but I don't get any intermod, but my reception not good at all in that area.
Congaree and the intersection there, Congaree and Patewood is, I totally lose reception, and there's some kind of QRM, and it's always there, the same spot. You know, most of the time if I'm talking to somebody on this repeater, I can hear them over the QRM, but just barely.
There's one little spot in there. I don't know. It's not a real big area, but there's one little spot in there. It gives me trouble. You know, I don't have the radio with me a lot of time when I'm over there, but when I do, of course, I can get into the A2 machine just fine, but I can't get into 6-1, and I tell you, A2 machine is good, but there's hardly anybody ever on that machine.
Well, there's several machines out there that aren't being used much, and there's some on 440 as well. I've got this one's a dual bander here, and, you know, well, right now I don't have a 440 frequency pulled up, but most of the time I do. I have 6-1 on you know, one, and a 440 repeater on the other. You know, this is a crossband radio, and I've never used that feature.
And you, it was more popular, you know, 20 years ago than it is now. But just, we used to, I know my brother-in-law had his mobile set up, and back when I had a truck, I had my mobile set up to cross band repeat. That way I could get my, use my handheld. I have to be careful not to drain the battery down there, but we would use them occasionally, not very often, because, you know, when the car's sitting there not running, you know, even 25 watts, drain the battery in, you know, pretty quickly. But it's pretty popular, especially if you've got a, in my situation, I got my mobile rig upstairs here in, on the second floor, and it worked well for me, you know, to use a handheld downstairs. But to be honest with you, I just don't do it. It's, yeah, a lot of these guys on these, let me let the repeater drop here just a second, David. A lot of guys that have these link repeater systems, they don't like it because you hear, you know, the ICOM did an ID. I don't know if it has IDs or not, but, you know, the Kenwoods used ID back and forth. And I don't know whether the Yazoos do now or not, but it was just, you hear all kinds of call signs coming across some of those link systems. Now, that, I think it's 513, that's a link system, and it doesn't have all the problems that the 97 down here does, and the, I think it's the SC HeartNet or something, but it's, it works really well, and it's got really good coverage, too. It's almost got the same coverage as, not quite as good as 6.1, but still pretty good in certain areas.
I've got one, well, I can't see it when I'm transmitting. I can't think of the frequency right off the bat, but anyway, I think it, well, I'm not even going to guess because I'll be wrong, but it's 2 meter, and I've got a 8, a 6 meter HT, and the repeater I used to talk on, I don't think it's operational right now, but I understand there's another one, but I haven't been able to hit it. But man, when I was at another house, I could hit that repeater, and people said, you need to back off your radio, back off your mic. They said you're really, you know, coming in, you know, you're almost, you know, your deviation is a little strong. And so I would have to hold the mic about 8 inches from my, which is the whole walkie-talkie from my mouth, so that, you know, I would never drive the thing. They said it sounded like a base station. KB4CBA, I'm going to have to jump out of here for just a second, Jerry. I'm ordering me, placing an order here of the drive-thru, but I'll be right back.
I got to jump out, too. I got to go get in the car and get our lunch. But, I'll talk to you. I should be back in about 20 minutes. If you're still on the road, I'll give you a shout. But it is a 6 meter repeater, a new one. I don't know where it's on Paris or on Caesar's Head, but it's a new one. 6 meters is a really good band for repeaters, too, I really think. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. KB4CBA, N4DGC.
Again, there, KG4LSL on the mobile.
Life. Where you been, man?
A few weeks ago, took out my 40-foot mast, and I've got to get it collapsed on itself and get it straightened back out before I can get back on the air.
I heard you on once, but it's been a while. I don't get on that often anymore. I've been busy with other stuff. Heard you on. I'm glad to hear you. Everything else going okay?
Okay, still got the back problems, but, you know, those, I'll be living with those for the rest of my life, and it is what it is. We're heading up to Fayetteville, almost to Greenville, so I'll be on the in the vehicle for a while if y'all want to go get your lunch, and I'll be around. M4DJC, KG4LSA.
Okay, we'll catch you a little bit later then. Like I said, I'm going to go around and get us a little bite of lunch, and I'll be back here in about 15 minutes or so, 20 minutes at most. But good to hear y'all, man. N4DJC, clear.
4CBA Mobile.
50R Mobile.
Yes. They let you on the air today?
That's one. Just to start out with, we might as well get started on the wrong foot. Wow. Time to roll the window up. There went a kazoo car. Good morning, Dave. How you doing, bud?
Didn't get a lot of that because I was right there at Wade Hampton High School on, what's this called? Wade Hampton Boulevard. So it's kind of scratchy. You might want to try that one again.
It's not a good area there. I'm right down here by Greenville Memorial Hospital, and emergency medical ambulance just went by me here. Without red lights and siren, I just been to a doctor's appointment, Dave. How's your day?
It's going good. I just finished playing tennis. I had a 9 o'clock tennis match, 9 to 10:30, and so I'm on my way home. And how is Bernice doing?
It's rough. But she's facing up to it like she always does. She's tougher than a boot. Her hip hurts her constantly, and there's not much we can do about that until she gets that repaired.
I've got some drugs for that. I really don't, but I think my wife does. Because she's had both hips replaced. And she's had one of them done twice because it popped out. I probably shouldn't tell you that. Don't tell Bernice unless she's listening. But the doctor that did it is Jim Jennings, and out of the thousands that he's done, he said he's had two to do that. And so anyway,
pretty rare. And I had a buddy that was pretty heavy set, and but he had it done in Pittsburgh, Kansas, so what do you expect, you know?
So, I asked him about the other person was a female, and I asked him, my wife has a birth defect, and her spine is severed to whatever that big bone is that your hips are in, and they never caught it when she was little. They could have fixed it, but now, you know, she's an adult, they can't do that, and so I asked him if she had the same, the other lady had the same problem, and he said, you know, now that you mention it, she did. And I said, well, maybe that's what's causing them to pop out, because they're popping out the front, whereas most hips that pop out the back. So, anyway.
What was because of that birth defect, Dave?
And it was just one hip. The other one did fine, but then the second one, I can't remember. Seems like it was the right one, but I could be wrong. So he had to go in. He put a bigger one with a bigger ball on it, and he turned. There's a little sleeve they put in there, and it's got a lip on it. And the lip was turned toward the back, so he turned it around to the front, since that's where hers, you know, had a tendency to pop out. And she never had any more problems with it. But it was just kind of interesting. But anyway, I won't go into any more detail.
Fourth worked out right. It's something that's done almost routinely anymore. It's a 1 hour surgery, and it's pretty much outpatient, Dave.
I know, it's just amazing. I can remember when I was still going to see people in the hospital, and when I was employed by a church, and that was part of my job, and I would see people that haven't had open heart surgery, and they went in through the side instead of the front, instead of breaking the chest open, and it cut their recovery time down to a quarter of what it used to be. And I was just amazed. I think it used to be 12 weeks, and now it's 4, and it's probably less than that now, because that's been 9 years ago.
It changed, that's for sure, Dave. Well, I've had enough surgeries. I don't care to have any more, to be quite honest with you. And I got a pretty good report this morning, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Morning, Dave. Morning, Tom. KG4LSL.
Well, good morning, and we're just talking about ailments here, but are you going to the Ham Fest tomorrow?
And know all about the ailments. My back doctor right now is trying to do everything to keep me out of the OR again. As far as the Ham Fest goes, no. I am headed down to Fayetteville, North Carolina to spend some time away from my telephone and the pool league.
Give me your name. I forgot it this morning.
Name, KB4CBA.
It's Jimmy. Julia and Mike Yankee. Haven't been on in a while. We had that bad storm roll through Anderson a few weeks ago. It snapped the guy wires on my 40-foot mast, and it's kind of bent over right now, so I can't even get on the air with it until I can get some help and get it collapsed and straighten it back up.
That is all, Jimmy. Nice to hear you again. I knew the call, but I just couldn't pick the name out. But I have this rare disease called AGE, and I'm a little forgetful. I'm just passing that brand new, beautiful courthouse down here and looking at the brand new United Community Bank here in downtown Greenville. Go ahead, Dick.
You're in a good spot. Jimmy, I hope you don't have to have another back surgery. I've got a bulging disc, but it doesn't hurt bad enough to, to warrant surgery. I'll just live with it. But anyway, I'm not going to Shelby either. I don't think I've told anybody that's going. I'm not saying folks who are not going, but I'm sure there'll be a bunch of people up there. I really don't have anything that I need and or want, and it's gonna be blazing hot. It's usually blazing hot or pouring down rain, one of the two. Go ahead, Tom.
This is N0TR. Well, that makes the antennas work better than that when you putting them up. It's blazing hot or cold. That's what they tell me, but I ain't believing it. But, Jimmy, sorry to hear about all that storm damage. I would say this, Dave, Gary, KF4DOS, and Patrick are slipping off up there to the Ham Fest, and I talked to them late last night. I'm not going. I thought about it if there was going to be any more or less factory reps there, or people, you know, with new radios and that, like HRO and that, I would go. But I don't really have anything that I need, and I use wire antennas, so that's not a problem. I've never had any station that I couldn't work without having a tower and a beam. And I, you know, just don't want to put one up and have to have my kids take it down someday. Go ahead, Jimmy.
You got plenty of things that I want. Not really a whole lot that I absolutely need. But at what point do you define wants over needs? Because if you want it bad enough, then you do feel like you need it. I mean, we can start justifying here if we need to. it's the storm damage. They say it wasn't a tornado, but it went right over my house, and I was watching the swirling of the rain and tree limbs and all of that in the air. So I don't know. Maybe it wasn't a tornado because it hadn't touched down yet. But about 4 miles away, it did end up touching one down. So thankfully, nobody was hurt. We stayed without power for, gosh, I think 3 days. It could have been a lot worse. So I'll deal with a bent over antenna mast for now. And it'll give me a good excuse to build a delta loop to stick on top of it.
All right. Well, good deal. Greenville had a storm come through. I live in Taylor's, and we did get just a minute bit of rain, but we didn't see any lightning or hear any thunder, but our lights kept flickering on and off. The power would go off, you know, for 5 or 10 seconds. It'd come back on and go off. I mean, it did that so many times. It was just ridiculous. I still haven't reset the clocks. But I guess I'm safe now. But, we never saw any lightning, heard any thunder. But they say lightning can reach 12 miles. So I guess it did. We have a station right up here, a power station on Tanner Road, and it's the same grid. If you look on Channel 4, it's 1,900 and some odd people are without power, and it's the same daggum grid every time. So my wife called Duke Power and told the lady about it, and she was totally unsympathetic about it. She could have cared less, and so, this has been going on since we moved here, but thank goodness I've never been transmitting when my power went out. Well, I'm going to jump out of here. Y'all carry on, and have a good Labor Day weekend. If I don't talk to you, but I imagine I probably will. This is KP4 CPA, clear and 73s.
Glad you got to hear me. the height of conceit. Anyways, you take care. You got a little scratchy there at the last, but that's not unexpected. And yeah, Jimmy, those national weather guys, thank God they're there. But they aren't the good Lord, and they aren't Mother Nature. And I've seen similar things happen back in Kansas quite often. And they were, in fact, tornadoes that didn't touch down. If you see that circulation like that, you're pretty well right.
Here's Dave. Good to hear you in there. And we'll talk again. Probably won't talk to you this weekend, though, unless there is one major tropospheric ducting going on. Aye, aye. Tom, it's you can watch the radar all you want, but, you know, when you see it with your own two eyes, it's, you know, when you're in the middle of it, you kind of override the radar a little bit. You know, I had watched a tree limb snap out of a tree 7 or 8 houses down and end up in my neighbor's yard, and it, you know, it went up in the air, and it went all the way down the street in the air. We lost the top of our mulberry tree, and another neighbor lost about a 60-foot oak tree. Came down, and my mulberry tree came down in one direction, and that oak tree two doors down went over the other direction. So, you know, and my antenna mast is bent towards the back of my property, the same way my mulberry tree went down, and the opposite direction of that oak tree. So, I mean, there was definitely heavy rotation in that storm. So, still getting it all cleaned up and just have a list of projects to do. Thankfully, the new roof wasn't hurt. And it was, I think the roof was 2 months old at the time, so.
For about 5 minutes here. I'm down here by Red Lobster on Wade Hill. Just passing and you get awful scrappy. So I'll set 73 and have a good weekend. This is 0-2-R.
All right, Tom 73s, be careful. I think I just passed Pelham Road. So, yeah, I'm still on the road. N0TR, KAG4LSL.
LSL, N4ZLK. Good afternoon, Jimmy. Or good morning, whatever time it is.
You know, with both of those. How are you, sir?
Pain here. We haven't talked in a while. I've been running a night run to Atlanta. And I'm back on the day route again, so I can be around on the radio a little more in the daytime.
Yeah, I know those night runs to the southern cesspool is... it's a lot easier to go at nighttime, but it's still not any fun. But driving in the daytime is better anyway. How things been going, Trent?
Driving in the daytime is a lot more traffic, even around here. It's noticeably different than it was 2 years ago when I was on this route. It's ridiculous how much it's grown. But, yeah, things are good. Still kicking around, and kids are doing well. Got 2 more granddaughters, so we're up to a total of 4 granddaughters now. That all happened. Got 4 granddaughters all in the last 4 years.
That's a lot of fun, because it's great. You get to spoil them and then send them back to that evil little grin on your face. Well, that is awesome to hear. I've been spending a lot of time with the pool league. My dad bought the franchise for APA down in Anderson, Oconee, and Pickens counties. So we have been just hard at work for the past 3.5 months, you know, getting it built back up and getting it getting everything settled to where we can you know, grow it. The previous owner really didn't do anything to promote the league or help it grow any. As a matter of fact, it was losing members faster than it was bringing them in, and which is usually not what happens. So a lot of hard work, but it's been fun.
Well, that's good. I mean, I hate that he lost the franchise, but glad you guys are able to kind of work it back up.
The months that we've had it, we've opened up 2 new divisions. And, you
you know, there of course was a little bit of a fallout from one owner's loyalty, loyal players, I guess you would call it. But it wasn't anything terrible. And, you know, just holding the tournaments and trying to get our feet wet doing that, we jumped in head first with both feet. Mike there. So are most of these tournaments, are they local to that area where you are down there? We hold our league nights every week, and it's usually one division is Monday and Wednesday, the other division is Tuesday and Thursday. And then, you know, we hold special tournaments to get to regionals. We hold special tournaments that are straight to Vegas tournaments. And at the end of every session, which is usually 16 weeks long, we hold, you know, our playoffs. And then once a year, we have to hold the World Qualifier, which the winner of World Qualifier goes to Vegas. So it's a pretty big and arduous task, really. You know, we spend on average on the World Qualifier weekends, we'll spend about 50 hours in 2.5 days at one of our host locations holding the tournament. So it's a long, drawn-out process and a lot of paperwork, but it's a lot of fun, and it's really rewarding.
A lot of work, but if you enjoy doing it, and I'm sure it wears you out, is it taking time away from making your fishing lures?
Not. My main job with the league is doing the social media aspect, and you know, I'm a tournament director as well with them. So, you know, there are some weekends that I'll hold a tournament on a Saturday, and it's usually about 4 hours long. But the rest of the time, I'm sitting there in my office at my computer right next to my spraying station. So, yeah, I'm still making them.
Okay, well, that's good. Hang on just a second. Still around and still on the radio. I haven't heard you in a while. And I'm about to make my next stop here, so I'll let you go. But I understand you're off for maybe a technology-free weekend to get away for a little while. I hope you enjoy it.
I'm going to go and visit the horse and the in-laws, and not exactly in that order, and just go down for a nice, relaxing weekend. So, but I'll be back on the radio soon. Weather's about to start getting a little bit cooler, so I'll definitely be working on the antenna mast when that happens. 73 Shane, be careful out there, and we'll talk to you soon. N4ZLK, KG4LFA.
Have a good weekend. Nice to hear you. N4ZLK, I'll be clear for a little while.